Okay, on today's session, I want to share with you about the authority that God has given us as believers. And as we talk about authority, we're going to have to deal with a number of issues. Not only the authority we have, but we're going to have to talk about Satan because he's been blown out of proportion and people are led to believe that we are fighting this being that has a actual superior power to us and that we just barely are able to cope with that. And that's not what the Scripture teaches at all. Now, it does say in Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And so Satan is a factor. Satan does exist. He has a hierarchy, principalities and powers, and there are things that we're dealing with. But in the verse just prior to that, it says that we have to stand against the wiles of the devil. Satan's really only power that he has against us is deception. Satan doesn't have power to just overcome us. In Genesis chapter 3, we see where the first temptation came against Adam and Eve. And instead of Satan coming in some superior force, like, for instance, instead of him inhabiting a mammoth or an elephant and coming and putting his foot on Adam and Eve's head and threatening them and say, "Serve me or else." Instead, we see that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, that Satan entered into the serpent, the most subtle animal that God had created. The word subtle means sly, deceptive, cunning. The reason he came through the snake was because he didn't have any power to force Adam and Eve to do anything. His only power was deception. And he came against the nature and the character of God. And he began to criticize God, saying that God doesn't really love you. God is holding things back from you. And he used deception, lies, to cause them to sin against God. They are the ones that had all of the authority. The reason Satan had to do it this way is because he didn't have power to come against God. Now, there's so much more that I just don't have time to say here, but one of the main points I want to get across is that when we talk about the authority that we have as a believer, you have to recognize that Satan has zero power. He has zero authority against you. His only power in your life is deception. He is coming against you with lies and deception. And if your life is being destroyed, you can say, "Well, sure, Satan's the one that's taking all these shots at me, but you're the one that gives him all of the ammunition. You're the one that has to respond to his lies and deception." If we didn't yield ourselves to Satan, he would have no inroad, no power against us. Let me share this scripture with you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 in verse 3. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ." Now, these scriptures are talking about warfare. It's talking about the weapons of our warfare, and yet every weapon it talks about is talking about our mind, dealing with thoughts. Sure, Satan is a factor. Satan came and tempted Jesus, but if you'll notice, he didn't come with some superior power and fight him, but instead what he did, he came with words and tried to tempt Jesus and deceive him. He told Jesus that if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give you all of these things. The truth is, they weren't his to give. God's the one that owned everything. Jesus already owned everything by rights of creation. Satan was trying to trick him and deceive him. That's exactly what these verses are dealing with. The weapons of our warfare are to deal with our thought life. It's to take captive every thought and bring under control every thought into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're the ones that have authority. Satan doesn't have the power to destroy your life. Satan doesn't have the power to make you sick, to make you depressed, to take away your joy and peace. Satan doesn't have power to force you to be angry. Satan doesn't have power to do anything to you, but his power is deception. You're the one that has been given all authority in heaven and in earth. Real quickly, let me just try and summarize some things, and this is going to be quite a chore, but in the beginning, God, of course, had all authority. All power, all authority has to emanate from God because God is the only one that has power in Himself. Everything else is delegated from Him. So when God created the heavens and the earth, He had all power, all authority. Then we read in the very first chapter of Genesis that when He created Adam and Eve in verse 26, He says, "I give you power, dominion. You rule this earth. You subdue it." If you put together with that Psalms 115, verse 16, it says, "The heavens, even the heavens of the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath He given unto the sons of men." God had ownership of everything by right of being the Creator. But He gave dominion or rulership over the earth to physical human beings. He did not give it to the devil. Satan has never had the right and the power to rule over the earth. He has taken it by deception. And so God gave that power to mankind. When Satan came and deceived Adam and Eve, what he did was have man yield his God-given authority and power over to Satan. Satan was never given power by God to oppress man or to rule this earth. Now, the Scripture does say that Satan is the god of this world, but it's not because God made him the god of this world. God never put Satan in a position above mankind. God gave mankind rulership and authority over this earth. And the only reason that Satan has ever been able to oppress or dominate or to cause all of the problems he does is because people have yielded their God-given authority to Satan. And this posed a real problem for God because God was a spirit. And He gave authority over this earth to physical human beings. Only people that have a physical body have the authority, the power to rule and exercise influence in this earth. And Satan had to come to us and get us to yield our authority unto him. That's the reason that even Satan likes to inhabit a body. In the Scripture, demons had to have a body to possess because Satan can't do anything unless he is using a physical human body to flow through. But because God was a spirit and He had given authority to physical human beings, now God, in a sense, had His hands tied. Not because God didn't have power and authority, but because of God's own integrity. He says, "I give authority to you, to physical human beings." And for God to be true to His own word, He couldn't just take that back and say, "This isn't the way I wanted it. Time out. Stop. We're going to do it over." No, God bound Himself by His own word. And throughout history, He looked for someone that He could flow through. But the problem was all men were corrupted. All men had yielded themselves unto Satan. And so what was God to do? What God finally did, He came Himself and became a man. And boy, this is tremendous when you understand this, because now the devil was in big trouble. He had been using mankind's power, and because of this, God couldn't directly come and intervene and solve all these problems because man was willfully, legally yielding their God-given authority over to him. Satan, in a sense, he was wrong in what he did, but man gave him that authority and power. It was theirs to give. But now here came God, and God was no longer only a spirit, but God was in the form of physical flesh. And boy, this put the devil in a bad situation. Because God not only had authority in heaven now, but He became a man, and that gave Him authority here in the earth. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 5, I believe it's around verse 44, somewhere around there. It says that I have authority to execute judgment also because I am the Son of Man, referring to His physical body. So Jesus came and exercised God-given authority. The devil tempted Him, and yet He never yielded to him. And Satan lost in every battle with Jesus. Jesus finally took our sins, died for them, went to hell, rose again. And He said in Matthew chapter 28 when He rose, He says, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He won that authority back, the authority that God had given to mankind and that man had misused. Jesus won it back, and as God in the flesh, He now had all authority in heaven and in earth. And then in the very next verse, He says, "Now go, and you do these things." In effect, what Jesus was doing says, "I now have all authority in heaven and earth, and I'm sharing it with you." But this time, there's a unique difference between the authority that God has given back to us as believers. This is a joint authority between us and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's no longer given to us solely as it was to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve could give this authority away and sign it away and allow the devil to oppress them and basically be hopeless. But today, our authority is shared with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like having a joint bank account where it doesn't take just one or the other signature, but it takes both signatures to be able to cash a check. Our authority is now shared with the Lord Jesus, and His authority is now shared with the church. And even though we may fail, God is never going to once again sign this authority over to the devil. The devil is absolutely powerless. He has no ability to do anything in your life except what he deceives you in, and what you voluntarily yield to. And you may give him authority in your life. You may suffer personally for it, but the authority, the God-given authority that was given unto man will never again pass solely to the devil, because it's now shared between us and the Lord Jesus, and Jesus will remain faithful regardless. So you need to recognize that you're the one that now has authority and power. What Satan is fighting you with is thoughts, and our weapons are now so that we can take captive these thoughts, so that you can recognize it's wrong for the devil to oppress you physically. You can find out what the Scripture has to say about healing. You hear the truth, and the truth makes you free, John 8:32. You find out what the Scripture has to say about your prosperity, and you can find out how to prosper and how to walk in the things of God. You're the one that has power and authority. God has given this power to you, and the only thing now that is keeping it from exercising in our lives is the fact that we haven't yet taken our thoughts captive. We haven't used these spiritual weapons to renew our mind and to realize what we have. But I tell you, it's encouraging just to find out that you're the one that has the authority and power. I pray that you'll take this, that you'll meditate on this, and that God will give you a revelation that you're the one that Satan trembles at. You should not be trembling at Satan. He trembles at you because you are the one that has that God-given power and authority. The one who has already been to hell and defeated it, I mean, knocked the gates of hell loose, came out with the keys of death and of hell dangling on his side, now lives on the inside of you. And you're the one that has the authority. If you resist the devil, he will flee from you, is what it says in James chapter 4, verse 7.